USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's crazy. I was told last night gas was going to go up 20 cents a gallon. So I filled all my vehicles up and all my gas cans. Now today there's no gas.
That audio courtesy of Fox News as states from New Jersey to Florida are suffering from a truck driver shortage combined with the fallout from a pipeline operator's network being breached. About 25% of gas stations in North Carolina have run out of fuel and 20% in Georgia. A change has been made by Republicans when it comes to House leadership.
Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, has been removed by GOP lawmakers from the House conference chair. Representative Cheney, right after the voice vote.
I will do everything I can to ensure that the former president never again gets anywhere near the Oval Office.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Is a new war with China coming? It's never been this bad, and even Henry Kissinger is warning Americans. Trade, freedom, technology, and war threats against Taiwan. China is a real threat. All this week on Newsmax TV, Grant Stinchfield looks at the real danger of the Red Dragon and why Americans must be alarmed. Stinchfield shows how Trump's policies with China worked and why Biden's are failing. So tune in tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern to see Stinchfield's series, The Dangerous Dragon. Stinchfield tells you the real truth on Newsmax, America's fourth highest-rated cable news network, on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune in on Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, and YouTube. And millions have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphone. You can too. America is tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are pushing the Biden administration to provide information about what the U.S. government knows about the potential origins of COVID-19 and if the virus accidentally escaped from the Wuhan Institute of Virology.
The evidence is stacking up in favor of the lab leak hypothesis, but admittedly, we don't know. And what I'm saying is we should know. We need to get to the bottom of it. Shouldn't we at least examine the lab leak hypothesis and understand if U.S. money was involved in it?
Gallagher also writing a letter to Dr. Anthony Fauci asking for answers regarding the NIH's relationship with the Wuhan lab. President Biden is meeting with Republicans and Democrats at the White House to discuss his infrastructure deal and the job plans he proposed. The president welcoming Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell and House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, along with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A Southern California man was arrested on federal charges last week after federal authorities say he fraudulently obtained millions of dollars in coronavirus relief to buy luxurious cars, take lavish vacations, and cover personal expenses. The man obtained $5 million in paycheck protection loans after claiming he owned four businesses. He owned none of the businesses, according to a federal indictment. Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra was pressed on how the government will be conducting oversight regarding all the money going out regarding to COVID-19 relief on MSNBC.
We're going to go out there and make sure that we follow through on the dollars. We're going to work with our local and state partners to make sure that we are monitoring where the money is spent. But look, the production is the ultimate decider on these things. And when you can say that already a million families have signed up, that's real stuff, real care for a lot of Americans. It's not just wasting money. It's actually investing in making America healthier.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis signed a school choice bill on Tuesday, allowing families to use public education tax dollars to send children to private schools, to homeschool, or to employ private tutors. DeSantis saying at a televised signing held at a private Catholic school, low-income working families may not have the luxury of being able to get their kids in the schools they want without our assistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.